Protect us find your center, your anchor. God. And I invite you to consider what it is you've done since we've gathered together last. Where you've been, whom you've met, what you've said. All the week that has passed. And I invite you to give these things to God. I invite you to consider the future, the week that is to come. I invite you to give this week the things for which you are planning. Give these things to God. In our tradition, Sunday is the first day. And really, every day is the first day. New every morning are your mercies, O God, of love and life. Every day, every breath, an opportunity to begin again. And it's really hard to go into the future to begin again for real while holding on to the things. We remember, but we try not to cling. So, this is the space where we begin again, where we practice beginning again. And you can leave here then the things to which you're holding, or the things that are holding you, maybe holding you back. You can even leave them in the pew when you rise from here today. And we help one another. We help one another to let go. We listen to one another and we encourage one another in going forward. So we share. And I invite you, as you feel comfortable, as you feel led, to share your joys, your concerns, your hopes, your fears, your worries, your very self. Are there joys or concerns you would share today?
I would like to ask for prayers for Faye. Excuse me. She did fall this week, and she is most comfortable lying down, she says. So at this point, her needs are being taken care of, but she's promised to let us know if she needs anything. But if you wish to send her a card, that would be lovely. And please pray for her. She broke her rib. And if you know anything about that, they don't. They take a while to heal, and there's not a lot you can do. And also, Muriel is not here because she is sick. And she asked us to pray for her. Her legs weren't working very well, and she didn't sound very good, so she might have something else going on, too. So, thank you. Thanks for sharing.
I asked for prayers this morning for a girl that I know through school. She's no longer at our school, but is now 14. And for the last 3 years, she's been battling bone cancer. And this week, she's having surgery to replace a part of her spine where there's cancer and put in an artificial piece. And she's been through a lot in the last 3 years. So prayers for Natalia, her mom, Katie, and her sister, Gabby.
I spent 2 days this week at the DEC. This is a Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless annual conference. And thank you for the opportunity for letting me attend. attend this conference, but also I ask for prayers for our community. And I didn't realize that there were homeless people in Duluth until I actually moved to Duluth, and the magnitude of that was somewhat surprising to me. And also, it's part of our tradition, and I know that pastors don't always say it, but I'm thinking about how to say it, that we always remember the poor and those who are in need in worship and in our daily lives. The prayers for those who are struggling, the prayers for folks who are poor. Invite us to continue in the spirit of prayer. There are words printed in our bulletin. This is a prayer. The title of this poem is called Prayer. It's written by Mary Howe. And as I feel comfortable, I invite us to share this poem, this prayer. We can share it together. Saying, every day I want to speak to you.
Thank you.
it was even more fun to sing. And that's what it's like passing the peace. It's nice to hear about peace, but you know, it's even way, way more fun to pass it. I invite you to enjoy that and participate in the long, long tradition of passing and making peace. May there be peace on earth. May it begin with us. May it begin with you. Go ahead, may you pass the peace.
Loves you and loves you.
washing the dishes, and when you're playing, and when you're walking, and when you're in school, and when you're at home, and when you're in church, and when you're on the street. All of these times and all of these actions are prayer. So, may you go forth in a spirit of prayer. Do you want to take a little prayer walk around the sanctuary? You're done. You're done with your prayer. Do you want to go to what's up to Kids Fest? You're ready? Alright, I think our teachers. Oh, look, there's Lori back there. And we will hold you in prayer, which means that we will remember you in our hearts. We'll hold you in prayer. Even though you're not in this room, you're in our hearts. And we're praying and always loving you. And we love you whether you're in the sanctuary or in the Kids Quest. So I think you're going to go. Would you like to pray? How would you like to pray? Do you want to run and pray? Okay, go ahead. We're going to run and pray. Wait. Are you ready? Are you really ready? Okay. Go! I would love to see you do that.
Sarah is going to be leading it. And the first one, we haven't settled on an ongoing date, but the first one will be Thursday the 20th. And for those who come, we will be deciding it's Thursday a good time. We'll meet monthly, so it's just like a five-month thing. And if you can't come on the 20th, but you're really interested in the book, let us know that too, and we'll toss that in. So if you've got any questions, this is pretty affordable on Amazon. If someone would like me to order a copy, I can do that and get it here. Head Scratchers, When the Words of Jesus Don't Make Sense. And it's Talbot Davis. Head Scratchers will get you to that title.
And what's the 6 o'clock?
Oh, 6 o'clock, and I'm making chili. If someone doesn't eat meat, I will also make some without meat.
Okay, I was listening to the children's sermon, and I had a task I was supposed to do today for announcements. And I was thinking about who I'm doing the announcement for, and that's Bev Merritt. And if you know Bev, I think she probably does a lot of praying when she makes. And so, because I know that's one of her gifts that she loves to share with people. And so I want you all in the next 2 weeks to practice that praying while you bake, and bake things for the bake sale. And what a better way to practice praying and to make something that will benefit others. And as we say, anything baked by church ladies has no calories. And it's a way to share and make money for the church. The bake sale is not this coming Saturday, but the Saturday after. So practice praying and baking. And there are packages downstairs. Little plates and things for you to put your baking goods on. Go this way.
Hi, it's autumn, and it's the perfect time of year for us to do our winter clothing drive for Damiana. So we've been doing this, I think, as long as I've been at Hope. I hope you still have some extra winter jackets to get rid of. And we'll set aside a section of the hanging area back there for you to hang your coats and jackets. It's coats, jackets, sweaters, wool socks, anything wintry that you'd like to do. I think we could even give hats and mittens. So,
you want to stay up with it?
Pardon me?
Youth and adult sizes?
Yes, definitely. Youth and adult. And it's going to go to Damiano probably the beginning of October.
We've all been listening on our TVs.
This is Florence. She's causing a lot of trouble. So, if there's anybody here that in the future months would like to help UMCOR do some disaster relief, there are requirements of having taken a day-long training. UMCOR is very generous. You are afforded all the food. You don't pay for transportation. They furnish lodging. All you have to do is do your best. They need everybody. If you would like the training, I can get your name into the office. So it's usually, it changes places in the state. But it's offered quite a few times. So think about it. We're not going to be needed right now. We're kind of moved out. It's called lucky. You need high boots, gloves, eye cover, sometimes helmets. So it would be good if you planned ahead. I mean, even it could be a year before they need us. It was 2 years when I went to Texas because there are so many volunteers that are trained.
and on-site already. So when they need us, they will have us come. So think about it, the training is not difficult, and it's just a joy.
Back in the Northwest, there's a whole calendar of the 2018-2019 year of events that are going on during the year for the church. And if you'd like to pick up one to see what's going on, if you'd like to get involved, just ask anyone and we'll get you set up. The calendar pretty much is as is, but you know, all things go, things can change, times can change, but we'll also make an announcement when that happens. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. If you have announcements, come a little closer so I don't have to throw the mic back.
On October 18th, Shalom is having a fundraising dinner, and it will be at Graceland Ballroom, catered by Blackwoods. And we're hoping to get like 8 to 10 people from Hope to go so we can like have a table. And there'll be a silent auction, and I guess like 4 items for like a non-silent auction. And if you would like more information, talk to me and Becca. I'll be at the computer in the back.
Unfortunately, I can't remember anything, but there is a yoga for Parkinson's disease coming up, and there is a poster someplace in here that tells you the times, and it will be held at home. And Linda, who teaches the gentle yoga, will be teaching that class. She's trained especially in therapeutic yoga, somatic yoga, which is perfect. And you need to register with the Courage for Kenny. I'm so brave. But anyways, the sign is someplace in this church.
go find it.
And if you do feel
heartbroken about the hurricane, you can give above and beyond exceedingly as your heart breaks. You can always give to Encore and mark it in, put it in an envelope or give directly to Encore, and it goes exactly to where you want it to go, whether it's for the hurricane or any other mission in the world that is bringing the hurricane. And my dear, give and receive.
Like it.
The reading today, the reading today is from Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips when I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand.
Thank you. I don't get to, in fact, none of us get to tell each other what to do. We trust that all of us can make good decisions for ourselves. So I don't get to tell you what to do. Except, I want to tell you as your pastor, to pray. And I can't check up on you or force you to do this or find out if you mean this. But if I don't tell you what to do, if I don't tell you to pray, if I don't encourage you and encourage a life centered in prayer, I feel like I'm not doing my job. We must fly to our beloved homeland, for there the Father is, or there, whatever name or however we relate to God. For in our beloved homeland, there is God and there is everything. This is from St. Augustine, who says we must fly to our beloved homeland. And our beloved homeland is our heart, deep within. St. Augustine refers to the beloved homeland, the place within, as the land of silence. We enter the land of silence, the silence of surrender. Now, having told you to pray, I also will say that there is no map for how you do this. There are practical suggestions. There are lots of ideas. You can Google it. You can ask your friends. You can remember how it is that you were taught. And this is part of your journey and your relationship. There are practical suggestions for the struggle of trying to be still. And the way to do it is by doing it. You can, if you want to, I can give you some practical suggestions. I encourage every one of you to spend 15 minutes a day in silence. In prayer, in meditation, whatever that means for you. Sitting up, lying down, eyes closed, palms open, palms down, palms in front of you, up like this, or on your head. However it is that it makes sense in your body. And I encourage you, there are lots of apps. There are thousands of apps about how to meditate, meditation. You can even, if you want to, set a timer. You can set your kitchen timer, 15 minutes a day. Some you can even work yourself up from 5 minutes to 10 minutes to 15 to an hour. But really, and I believe this, my spiritual director reminded me, really all you need is 47 seconds. So much is God longing
to be present in your life. So much is God longing to be present in my life that really, if I just simply shut my eyes and breathe, it feels restorative and refreshing, and it centers me and brings me back to my right mind. Because there is in my own head, and maybe this is just for me, but in my own head there is this wild chaos, like a cocktail party going on in my brain all of the time, and I'm the embarrassed host. I can't keep everybody in my brain under control. So I just watch it and say, don't break that, not that glass. And this noise in my brain dominates my daily life. And I only am aware of the constant clatter and chatter when I try to simply shut it down and enter into the land of silence. I talk all the time. You know that. And I am always on in my brain. And my soul longs to turn it off and to be in the presence of God. And honestly, my mind, my body wants me to shut it off too. Because I'm talking all the time, and most of the time I'm not very kind to myself. And we can do this for 47, like a second a day. And I try to do this when I don't have time to meditate 15 minutes a day. I simply try to breathe. And I know at the end of the day, I think, wow, I've gone all day and I haven't taken a breath. Late have I loved you. O beauty, ever ancient, ever new, late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was outside myself. And out there was where I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things of this world which you created. But if you had not created them, they would not be here. You called, you shouted, you broke through. O beauty, ever ancient, ever new. You were within me. That's St. Augustine, too. These contemplative practices, spending time, real time in silence and meditation, helps us. It shuts down and quiets the noise in our brain and teaches us the art of letting go and helps us experience our daily lives with clarity and with balance. It is a fundamental aspect of our relationship with God. This union with God is not something that we need to acquire. God is the ground of our being. God is our homeland. And it is simply a question of relearning this. Why is it so hard? If we are, as I once suggested, swimming in the sea of God, why does it feel so often like I'm drowning? Why are we treading water so hard? If we are a boat, we, Hope United Methodist Church, and in this nave, we are on the sea of God. And still it could be that we become oblivious to the vast, luminous presence of God because we are so preoccupied with swathing the decks, pulling ropes, moving furniture. People of God, let it not be so far. We are here to nurture and care for the soul for a lifetime and beyond. Now, I'm not saying that mopping the floors isn't nurturing to your soul, and there are several people that I can think of that I would like to have mop the floors to nurture their souls. None of you. the floors for a while. But if I hear that folks have to take a break from going to church because they are burned out on church, I can't help but think, what are we doing? God is an endless resource of love and compassion, of nourishment and refreshment. May it be so for us that we are first and always oriented in the presence of God, within and all around. Praying today. May it be so. And join us in. Come and find the quiet center.
I invite you to take a deep breath.